Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Crosstalk. I'm Tom Moya.
I'm Andrea. Today we're exploring the new culture of content consumption.
Oh, what's the new culture of content consumption?
This is how we consume or use or look at content, meaning content on social media or media in general.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Got it.
Okay. So there's this thing called time performance, TAIPA. It's a buzzword from Japan.
Yes. I don't think I've heard of this until very, very, very recently.
Yes. So basically, it's all about Gen Z thing. The consumes content super fast.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Gen Z means Generation Z, right?
Yeah, Generation okay. Z, yes.
Gen Z, okay.
Gen Z. It's weird, isn't it?
It's kind of hard to catch, yeah. Mm.
So they skim through videos, fast forward through the boring bits of movies, and instead of reading a whole book, they just check out a blog summary. And it's all about getting to the good stuff quickly.
Okay. Well, I'm not Gen Z. I think I'm X, right? I think I'm Generation X. But we kind of do a little bit also.
I do, actually.
Yeah, you're like the end of Gen X, right? Generation X.
I'm a millennium.
Millennium. Oh my God, no! No.
It's funny to see your reaction.
I don't like millennials.
I know you don't.
No,
like,
I'm joking.
You don't like me.
No, I have a lot of friends who are millennials. I'm joking. there's a lot of anti-millennial jokes on the internet right now, though. Sorry. Okay. anyway, back to time performance or TAIPA.
TAIPA. Yes. Have you heard about TAIPA?
Not really. And I don't really think we have this phrase in English that I know of.
Yes.
We have other ways to say the same kind of thing, like to be efficient, time efficient.
Time efficient, yes.
But like, I think this comes from the Japanese phrase also cost performance.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time performance is the new one. But we would just say like efficient for time performance in English, I think. Yeah.
So literally time performance is wase ego. Is that
maybe.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't checked online. I don't know. It could be proper English. I don't know. But I've never heard of it.
I'm sure this is wase ego. I couldn't find any of related word on internet.
Okay. So like even in English, cost performance, I think we would just say something is a good value.
Mm.
It's a good value for the money. We wouldn't say cost performance necessarily, but maybe in a business setting.
Yes.
Okay. So time performance is wase ego.
Yes.
Okay.
So the reason I wanted to talk about this this thing is last night I was watching YouTube videos, mm-hmm. and I landed on one of a famous game creator called Sakurai-san.
Okay.
He made a bunch of famous popular game like Smash Brothers.
Okay.
And Hoshino Kirby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know some of these?
I have. Yeah, I have heard of them. I don't play games. I'm not a gamer, but I do know of the games. Yes.
I'm surprised. He said he skimmed some content. I mean, he skipped many of the dialogue on games.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then he read really fast. I mean, I think he doesn't read whole sentences.
Okay. We have a term for that in English, actually, when you don't read every single word properly, but you go really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's called speed reading.
Oh, speed reading.
Yeah,
not
speed
reading. Speed learning.
No, speed reading.
Speed reading.
Yeah.
Is that what that term is for?
Yes, that's proper English.
Yeah.
It's like reading and understanding very, very quickly. There's techniques how to do it. I can't do it. I don't know. But skimming is a little bit different. Skimming is like when you look at the text and you read it quickly, but not really deeply. So you don't really understand it very well,
mm-mm.
maybe. speed reading is you actually understand it. You read the main words and you understand it.
Yes. So again, he was skipping many obscenes from the TV game. So I'm surprised, you know, because he is a creator.
Mm.
I assume he read whole sentence or he checked the whole movie scenes from the games. But it's the opposite, actually.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I am the person that's reading whole sentences.
Yes, I am too.
And because I appreciate game developer because they think about this, you know, whole process and a whole scenario.
Yes, yes, they do. And like what word is better than that word or, you know, to make a nice flow of the text.
Yes. Yeah. And I think you can understand, Andreas-san, because you do translation. You think about each of... you know, content.
Yes. So I try to make sure everything flows well and use words that sound nice, have a nice sound. Mm. Yes. So yes, I agree. And I'm the same way. When I read a book or when I read text, I tend to read every single word. Especially if it's something I enjoy, I enjoy reading slowly.
Mm. Oh, okay. I'm surprised.
Mm. Mm. Hey, really?
Yes. Because, you know, you can read really fast.
I can, but I enjoy taking my time and enjoying a book or enjoying a story for a long time.
Yes. And at the end of the video, the Sakurai-san said, this, you know, skimming and speed reading culture is the thing now.
Oh, interesting.
So he recommend to... other developers to make easier for the player to skip the, you know, sentences and scenes.
Okay. So they could still play the game and understand it without having to stop and read every single line.
Yes, yes. Okay. Because some of games skip like whole scenes.
Okay.
Not just part of it.
Okay.
You know, so that's probably what he meant.
Okay. Can I ask about how old is he?
Probably he is... around at the same age as you, 50 something.
Okay, so he's not like super young.
Hmm.
He's probably Gen Z, Gen X also.
Gen X, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But he recommended that, you know, skipping culture, speed reading culture.
Oops. Yeah, I think actually speed reading was popular when I was a child. A lot of people who... were very, very intelligent, learned how to do it. I didn't learn how to do it. There are techniques and classes you can do, you can go to learn how.
Yes. So, you know, this is culture that probably American people said, fast content,
okay. Yes.
You know, it's, imagine like a TikTok, a YouTube short, or similar things. It's, you know, like it's a, you know, tiny piece of videos.
Right.
And then you can enjoy it continuously, like, and then eventually you spend an hour or something.
It makes sense, though, because you think about American culture that Americans have created. We have fast food, fast fashion.
Yes, fast fashion.
Which is fashion that is produced very quickly, consumed very quickly, and then thrown away very quickly. Mm-hmm. So companies like H&M and Shein is an online Chinese company. Their clothing is really, really cute, and it's really, really cheap, and it's easy to buy. So I think fast content, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Fast content is the next thing after fast food and fast fashion.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But this is very American to try to consume as much as you can very quickly. This is a very American kind of way of dealing with things.
Yes, yes. Do you think, is it saving time if you watch the summary instead of a full content?
Of course it saves time. Of course it saves time. But the question I'd like to counter with is... do you really understand it?
Mm. Yes.
Right? So that's the question. There are books, for example, that take a long time to read. For example, a Shakespeare story.
Yeah, that sounds really difficult.
It is difficult. It's difficult English. It's long and it's historical, so it's not especially interesting for many people, including myself. I like reading, but I don't like Shakespeare. Sorry. So a lot of people buy summaries. You can buy summaries of the stories. Yes, you get the idea. You understand the storyline. You understand the characters, but you don't have to like slog through the entire book, you know, spend weeks reading this very dull story. Mm-hmm. You can get the summary and read it, you know, in an hour or so. So sometimes it's helpful, but like, do you really get the nuance for the language? No. Do you get the deeper understanding? No. But do you get the basic? Yes. You get the basic outline in the story. So I think, yes, like summaries and fast content do have a very good place.
Mm. Mm. Have you done this kind of things before, like a Gen Z?
Like, for example, I have a very short attention span when it comes to watching YouTube videos, to be honest. On Facebook, I help manage a very, very large Japan travel group. And we do allow our members to post YouTube videos that they've made, but we have to check every single one. And some of them are not very well made. And so I do skim through all of those, actually. I put it on fast forward, or I jump forward and see if the video is relevant for our group. I don't need to sit there and watch, you know, the entire video. So yes, I do it a lot, actually, for that kind of thing.
Yes.
That's not for my pleasure, though. That's a volunteer job that I do. That's kind of work.
Yeah. Looking back myself, what I usually do for consuming things.
Mm.
So I skip many of the scenes from YouTube and, you know, Netflix videos.
You do? For Netflix too?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, because, you know, some of the scenes are kind of boring. Just imagine like a war movie, people shooting each other, and then some of main character was dying, and then the others kind of crying. Surrounded the soldier. It's like obvious, oh, he's gonna die.
Oh, okay. So you skip over that. Okay, yeah. I see. I don't actually, for movies, I do not skim or fast forward.
Really?
No, I do for YouTube videos or like, you know, things on social media. Like I watch a lot of dog training videos. I do skip forward on those sometimes. But like for entertainment, I don't. And for reading books, I don't. I either read a book or I decide if I don't like it, I won't finish reading. I won't keep going. I just throw it away. But I don't skim through books or movies.
Yeah, you don't do fast forward.
No, I don't do fast content for those.
Oh. And things I usually do on Netflix is I skip intro, like opening movie, yeah. Opening music.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Anime. Because I've seen it like many, many times.
Yes.
Once you've seen it two or three times, you don't need that. It's kind of jama. It's in the way. Yes. It's kind of in the way. Unless you like the music.
Yeah.
There are some shows, for example, that I really like on Netflix, but I hate the intro music. Mm. So I always skip the intro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ending, yeah, of course. I think everyone skipped it.
Pretty much, yeah. I think you Netflix cuts it off.
Yes.
They don't even give you the option. Just cut it off. No, you're not going to watch this next episode.
Yeah. You know, even I wanted to watch the ending scene. Not ending, like a staff role.
Okay, yeah, like the credits.
Credit from a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know, there's some secret scenes.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Yeah, at the end of the...
Stuff
thing,
roles,
yeah.
Yes. So I wanted to check it, but Netflix, you know, transfer me to the next movie.
Yeah, they get you to the next movie or the next episode if it's a drama. Yeah, they do that. They cut it off.
Yes. So actually, I do similar things as Gen Z.
Okay.
So as he, you know, the Sakurai-san said, this is the culture now, I think.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring it up
okay.
in this episode.
Mm. That's interesting. I didn't know about that. So that's very interesting that he is kind of promoting that.
Yes, he does actually. So I kind of encourage myself to, you know, skip more scenes and things and skim through the content. And that way I can enjoy more content, you know.
Okay. I honestly don't do it for entertainment things, but I do it for newspapers and like study things too.
Uh-huh.
But entertainment I like to enjoy slowly. I don't need to feel like I need to keep watching more and more and I want to get as much as possible. I don't really feel that way.
So. Yeah. You know what? I have a FOMO, you know, about the new movie, new anime.
Really?
What people are talking.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny because you were giving me such a hard time last year. You were trying to say that I have FOMO about everything in general. And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I'm fine to not attend every event or whatever. But
yeah,
that's funny that you admit you have FOMO for content consumption.
Yes, yes.
So, I find that funny.
So I want to explain what the FOMO is for the new listeners.
Good idea.
FOMO is fear of what?
Missing out.
Missing out.
Fear of missing out.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss something.
Yes.
You want to have everything.
So, 周りに取り残されたくないっていうね。例えば、someone say, oh, this 鬼滅の刃 is very good, you know, but you don't.You didn't read it. You didn't watch. But you want to watch. And you want to talk to them about it.
Exactly. Exactly. I felt that. And then I started watching it. I'm like, never mind.
Yes.
I don't have FOMO after all.
Yeah. So that's the FOMO.
Okay. And you have content FOMO.
I have a content FOMO.
I sometimes have real life FOMO. I have a hard time saying no to events or like if someone asks me out, I have a hard time saying no.
So let me move on to the next section.
Okay.
I want to introduce some of the new phrase to a listener that they might not know.
Okay.
So the first one, zip through.
Zip through. Okay.
Zip through. Can you explain what is this meaning?
Okay, to zip means to move very quickly, like a zipper on your jacket or your coat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It closes your coat very quickly. It means to move through something very quickly.
次のコンテンツに移る。You know, you can use zip through for this kind of a context.
Yes, okay.
And, you know, all the phrases I wanted to introduce are related to fast forward or... Skimming.
Okay. Yep, skimming are like the content, the fast content.
Fast content, yes. Yeah. So next phrase is scroll through.
Okay, scroll through.
Scroll through.
Yes. Scroll is a difficult word to say, actually. Scroll.
Scroll.
Yes.
Scroll する. Yeah, this is katakana 英語.
Okay, cool.
But, yes, this is basically scroll する.
Yeah, okay.
Is that
pretty
right?
Easy to understand.
Yes.
But it's for social media, right? To scroll through your news feed or your updates.
Yes, right? Yes. The last one I want to introduce is skim over.
Mm-hmm.
Skim over.
Okay.
So this is the meaning to read or look over something very quickly.
Yes. So if you use just the word skim, it means to touch something lightly, to touch something very lightly, to skim the surface. So you're not going deeply, you're just touching the surface. Right? You can remember it that way, to skim over.
ちょっとこう見るみたいな。
そうね。
Okay. ね、意味だけ言ってもわからないっていう人もいると思うんで、ちょっと let's...make some sample sentences.
Okay, good. Okay, how about zip through?
Okay.
That was our first one. Would you like to have a sentence, read a sentence with that?
Sure. What kind of content do you typically zip through?
Okay. And I typically zip through YouTube videos.
Okay, then next one.
Okay. So the next one was scroll through. Here's our sample sentence. Tell me, how often do you scroll through your news feed?
Not often.
Okay, not very much.
But probably I scroll through without thinking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next one is skim over. And the sentence, example sentence is, which topics do you usually skim over when you are short on time?
I usually skim over the news when I'm short on time.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you got three new phrases to use there,
right? Yeah. These are very useful phrases, I, I believe.
I think so, yes. They're easy to use nowadays because social media is so popular with everyone around the world.
Yeah.
So it's relevant. It's relevant English.
Okay, we covered a lot today too, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah. I hope it's given you something to think about.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you guys. Have you ever watched a movie on fast forward or just caught the key scenes? Tell us how you did it.
That's it for today's episode, but don't forget to catch our next one.
This is Crosstalk signing off, bringing you English your way every week.
Keep listening and keep shining.
Bye.